inside Razorpay's AI Payments Foundation model.
Odisha hikes Semicon subsidy, eyes three more projects.
ORR woes again for Bengaluru techies.
Swiggy expands the roles of three leaders across its quick commerce and food delivery businesses.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, India's payments industry is getting another AI layer, this time from Razorpay. Razorpay has launched an AI Payments Foundation model aimed at improving payment routing, fraud detection, risk assessment, and checkout personalization.
The model was built with NVIDIA and AWS and trained on nearly 3 trillion data points across 4 billion payments. And this isn't just a lab project. Early components have already been tested by around 1.5 million shoppers and 51,000 businesses, including startups like Blinkit.
Razorpay CEO Harshal Mathur told Money Control that the model brings together signals that are traditionally handled separately, such as fraud, payment success, and chargebacks. It processes more than 3,000 signals per transaction and can make decisions in as little as 29 milliseconds.
The company says early testing has improved payment success rates by 8 to 10% while also detecting more fraudulent transactions. It has also helped more shoppers see their preferred UPI app on Magic Checkout.
And Razorpay is looking beyond payments too, Mathur said. The same foundation model could eventually be used for areas such as marketing and lending, depending on how the technology performs. Now, from payments to semiconductors, Odisha is changing its subsidy strategy as India enters the next phase of semiconductor manufacturing.
Yes, the state has increased its maximum subsidy for semiconductor projects to about 35% under Semicon 2.0. Now, that means eligible projects can receive up to 75% combined support from the state and center.
The change comes after the center reduced its support from 50% to 40% new scheme.
Odisha already has about 6 semiconductor projects live with a combined investment of 14,795 crore rupees, expected to create nearly 5,900 jobs. Now the state wants at least 3 more OSAT and ATMP projects.
And the focus isn't only on semiconductor testing and packaging. Odisha is also targeting PCB makers, gallium nitride and silicon carbide companies, advanced packaging firms and other suppliers. The state is looking to build a broader manufacturing cluster around specialized semiconductor and packaging businesses. Now, moving on to Bengaluru, where the city's never-ending traffic story has another chapter, this time on the Outer Ring Road.
The Outer Ring Road Companies Association, or ORRCA ORCA, wants major 450 crore rupees roadworks to be delayed until the Namma Metro becomes operational.
Now, BMRCL has told the association the metro is expected to be operational by June 2027. ORCA says starting major carriageway work before that could add to disruption on one of Bengaluru's busiest technology corridors.
The association represents a corridor with more than 500 companies, around 1.3 million employees. It has also rejected suggestions that companies should simply shift employees to work from home during construction.
Now, ORCA is not opposing the road upgrade itself. It wants a technical comparison of white topping and black topping before the final road treatment is decided and wants the major work sequenced around the metro rollout. On to our last story, Swiggy is making another set of leadership changes across its quick commerce and food delivery businesses. Hemavant Kurnala has been named as Chief Growth and Product Officer at Instamart, and Nitesh Garg has been elevated to CTO for the quick commerce business.
Another change coming in, Saurav Goyal has also been appointed Chief Operating Officer of Swiggy's food marketplace. The move comes weeks after Swiggy reshuffled Instamart's top leadership, with former Myntra CEO Nandita Sinha taking over as CEO and Gautam Swarup joining as Chief Business Officer.
These changes also follow the exits of Instamart COO Ankit Jain and CBO Hari Kumar, which Money Control reported in June. Former Instamart CEO Amitesh Jha subsequently stepped down.
Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. For everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups minus the boring bits, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.